Blog Talk Radio.
Now, I'm going to take you to Sunday morning, praise and worship, old school style. Can I get some help in the house? All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again.
can go on and on. That was a good one there. Hallelujah. Medley by Smokey Norfolk. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, there is a storm out on the ocean. And it's moving this old way. If your soul has not been anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Oh, God, I bless the Lord today. I thank God that he haven't allowed us to drift away. I thank God because of his faithfulness. And that's our topic this week. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. As I looked at the scripture in Revelation 19 and 11, it's saying, I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Amen. And our scripture reference today, we taking it out of Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. We thank God, and this week we're going on. Amen. We know that some did not cross over, and we are paying special tribute and homage to one of our great apostolic fathers that passed away on Sunday, preaching in the pulpit, a breaker's anointing. Amen. And that's none other than the honorable former presiding bishop of the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith, in the likeness of Bishop Dr. D. Rayford Bell of Chicago, Illinois. I tell you, you talk about a great legacy that he is leaving in the earth, a great legacy that heaven is rejoicing because of his faithfulness. He remained faithful to the saints of God. He remained faithful to the calling that God had on his life. Was a pastor over one church, Christ Temple Church in Chicago, Illinois, for 50-some-odd years. Amen. And he was not the founder of the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith, but he was one of the pillars, amen, that started this great work and continued on. And even after his tenure as the presiding bishop of that organization. You know, sometimes, not sometimes, many times when folks is not at the helm, they're not going to participate. They won't support. You know, we got to be at the helm. But after Bishop Bell came out, his office and tenure was over, amen, he remained faithful to the organization and continued to support. He was one of the senior bishops there to advise the younger men and women of God that God was elevating to other different offices. So we pay great homage this week, and we're going to continue to pray for Lady Bell and also the entire Bell family, his sons and grandchildren, the constituents, all of those that was under his shepherdship at Christ Temple Church in Chicago, and also to the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith. The services will be held, the homegoing service will be held on this coming Saturday. So we want you all to continue to pray for that family and the organization and pray for us as a whole. We also want to remember Pastor Edward Hamilton, one of our ministers that come on the line and ministers on Fridays for us to provoke Fridays. Continue to lift up Pastor Edward Hamilton. Amen, amen. So we're just celebrating Jesus today. We're celebrating life. Amen. And if God has given you something to do, you need to get busy and get up and do it. Amen. I don't care what the obstacles are. I don't care what the gainsayers say. if God has given you something to do and he has birthed in you a vision, amen, be faithful to it, amen. And if you're faithful to what God has given you, I am a witness that God will be faithful to you, amen. So once again, we thank God. We had an emergency this morning, and Bishop Grant wasn't able to be with us, but God always have a ram in the bush. He always have a willing vessel, amen, and that's in the likeness of Prophet Michael Davis, amen, of Vacaville, California. He will be bringing the word of life to us on today, and he's no stranger, amen. He is a supporter of this ministry, and we thank God for him, amen. So at this time, we're going to open up the line, and I'm going to have Minister Aaron Singleton to open up with the word of prayer for us, and then the next voice you'll hear will be our speaker, and that will be Prophet Michael Davis. And this man of God, he has proven to be a man of his word, amen. He has many gifts, amen. And if he pray for you and tell you to do something and you follow those instructions, you will have life and have that more abundantly. So at this time, we thank God for my cousin Aaron, and we appreciate him coming on the line and supporting us. And we also see another 517 area code, and I don't know who that is, but I'm going to open up the line after Aaron open up with the word of prayer, and we'll see who that is, and we're going to give the rest of this segment over to Prophet Davis. Amen. God bless you, Aaron.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're in for a good treat. So I want to have closed our eyes, because God is about to do a great thing right now.
Come on.
And if you missed it, that's just too bad. But dear my Heavenly Father, I want to pray right now, Lord God. I just want to thank you, Jesus, for waking us up, oh God, giving us the right mind to do with what you want us to do in these last and evil days, oh God. The devil is a lying wonder, and the truth ain't in him, oh God. Oh God, have your way right now. Bless my friend that's the prophet right now, going to preach and teach your word, oh God. There's somebody out here, Lord Jesus, that needs some help, oh God. If we're going through struggling, oh God, not just for the sinners, for the saved folks that's going through, oh God, in our minds, oh God. Oh God, let not our heart be troubled, oh God. Touch them, God. Give them strength, oh God. Guide his mind, guide his tongue to say the right words, what you want him to say, oh God. Oh God, there's somebody right now, oh God, that you can touch this broadcast, oh God, that my cousin, that you allowed her to have, oh God, because souls need to be saved, God. It's all about preaching and teaching the truth, oh God. We're not playing church on this line. We're out here trying to reach souls in the kingdom, even the ones that's not called themselves saved in the church, going through a battle in the mind, oh God. Let not their heart be troubled. Watch over us, God. Guide us, oh God. Let, oh God, give us strength right now, Jesus. We need you in a time like this, oh God. So many false prophets, so many situations are going down right now, Jesus. But, oh God, I thank you for blessing the right people at the right time, at the right season. We in our season doing your will and doing your work in the kingdom. In Jesus' holy name, oh God, don't let this prayer be the same no more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God. We see Sister Teresa, so good to see you today. Sister Patrice, amen. And we're going to see who this other call is out of the 517 area code. Then we're going to get right on into the word. God bless you, caller. This is area code 517. The last four of your numbers, 8150. Can you greet us?
Yes, my name is Sister Sandra Embry. And it's also Dawn Detrick.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Embry. So good to see you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Stay tuned, and God is going to bless with the word. So glad to hear you on the line. So don't let this be your last time, okay?
Oh, I definitely will not forget to call back again, because I have spoken with Prophet Davis, and he's a man of God.
All right.
That's my God, sister.
He's a man of God. He prophesied to me, and I know that it was nobody but God, because he don't even know me. And what he said to me, I know God had to tell him. God had to tell him, because I was like, what? And some of the stuff he told me have never been prophesied to me before. So I, when he was telling me about him, I said, this is a man of God. I said, I need to speak with him. And he's, I spoke with him, and I know he's a man of God.
Amen. Well, I tell you, he has a proven word. Amen. And God said to try the spirits and see if they be of God. Amen. So we just thank God for you today. Amen. We're going to give the rest of the segment over to Prophet Michael Davis. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. God bless everyone that's listening out there. I'd like to start off with this kind of prayer. If everyone can repeat this prayer after me, just simply say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For all of my sins.
For all of my sins.
Wash me in your blood.
Wash me in your blood.
Cleanse me, Lord.
Cleanse me, Lord.
From all unrighteousness.
All of unrighteousness.
I repent.
I repent.
From my ways.
From my ways.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I believe you're the Son of God.
I believe you're the Son of God.
Son of God.
And you died on the cross.
And you died on the cross.
For all of my sins.
You
were buried.
You were buried.
You were buried.
And on the third day, you rose from the dead.
And this is the third day you rose from the grave.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
And give me a mind.
And give me a mind.
To obey you.
To obey.
His name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Glory. My God. Saints of God. A world where you cannot find people who keep their word, in a world where you cannot find even companies that keep their word, in a world where you find people that are shaky and not stable, in a world where you cannot depend on anyone, not even the government, glory to God, that form of institution that's supposed to lead the people, that institution called the government that is supposed to have the money from our checks that they take, called income tax and federal tax, glory to God, they are not even dependable. They're not faithful. But there is one who I have found in all the world who is faithful. He is the Lord, and he does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to Luke chapter 15. We're going to start at verse 11 and go down to verse 24. If I have time, I'll go to the end, but for time's sake, we'll just go to verse 24. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 through 24. Father, I thank you for ordaining this time of fellowship. I release myself to you that, Jesus, you would speak through me. I have nothing to give your people, but you have everything to give them. I am nothing. You're everything. Jesus, I confess I need you. I confess I can do nothing without you. Jesus, if you don't speak to your people, nothing will happen. Nothing will be heard. Nothing will be said, because I cannot say anything. For I understand and I recognize it is not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So, Jesus, if you please, speak to your people, touch your people. You know where they are. You know what they need. And so I give this service over to you. I give this meeting and this time over to you. I fully yield to the Holy Spirit now. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I thank you. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. It starts this way. And we're talking about the parable of the prodigal son. And you'll understand how that ties in to God's faithfulness. Glory to God. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. There are times when we serve God and we go so long without answered prayer, we begin to look for other sources to give us the satisfaction that we need. We begin to look at the world to satisfy us. We've been serving God a long time, and some of us feel that we're dissatisfied only in the area that there are certain prayers that we have prayed that have not been answered. There are certain requests and petitions that we have before the Lord that have not been granted unto us. So the enemy will come and make us think that, well, God is not answering your prayer. God is not responding to you quick enough. Why don't you go over here, or why don't you try this, or why don't you try that? Why don't you take this suggestion or this recommendation? If it doesn't come from God, don't do it. The Bible says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit to see whether it be of God. This young man had been in his father's house, working in his father's house, as it were, the kingdom of God, and he was faithful in his father's house. But there came a time where something had entered his heart, and he began to desire other things. He began to become curious about the things of the world and some things that he heard about. He began to seek pleasure outside of what he had already known. He began to seek satisfaction from another source other than the presence and the Spirit of God. Saints of God, when you don't spend quality time in the presence of God and in the Word of God and in fasting and in prayer, I'm going to tell you the enemy is going to begin to put thoughts in your mind to seduce you away from the kingdom of God, to try other things, to begin to look at the perspective from the world's point of view, to begin to look at life out of the lenses of flesh instead of the lens of the Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. When we begin to get dissatisfied with serving God because we had been serving God for a long time and we think we want pleasure, or we think we desire the pleasures of this world, that's the enemy seducing us away from the kingdom of God. There are times when you have to wait on an answer from God, but I hear the word of the Lord saying, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. And there are times that God does not answer immediately, and he takes a long time, as he did with Lazarus. Lazarus was on his sickbed, and God didn't come when Lazarus and Mary and Martha wanted him to come. And Mary and Martha became impatient, and they even sent a messenger and said, Jesus, didn't you hear that Lazarus, the one you love, our brother, is sick? Come immediately, lay your hands on him, and you'll heal him, and he will rise again. But Jesus, being very close by, but he said, we're going to wait 2 more days, because I'm not going to his sick bed. I'm not going to show up when he wants me to show up. I'm going to show up when he's dead and the body is stinking, because there's going to be more witnesses at the tomb than at the sick bed. And there are times when God will wait before he gives you an answer, because he's compiling witnesses, glory to God, a cloud of witnesses, so that the testimony will be a greater testimony. But as we are waiting, we get weary and we become unsatisfied with God, and the devil begins to talk to us, and the devil begins to lure us away and begin to look at other things. And that's what happened with this young man. He had been faithful in his father's house. He had been serving for many years, but how did he hear about this red light district where the prostitutes were? How did he know what clubs to go to? How did he know where the party was? He had heard it somewhere, and that seed that he had heard had been planted in his spirit, and at some point that seed began to germinate, and then it began to grow up and sprout curiosity. Saints of God, let me encourage you and tell you, don't become curious of the things of the world, because that curiosity from the tree that God said, I forbid you to eat from that tree. But Satan said, look at it. And as soon as she looked at it, she desired it and wanted it. And then she believed what Satan said about the tree instead of believing what God said about the tree. God said, if you eat of this tree, of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. But Satan deceived her and said, if you eat of this tree, you shall not surely die. God was talking about the things in the spirit. Satan was talking about the things in the natural. So she went on and took a piece of the fruit of the knowledge of the good, of the tree of good and evil. And she didn't die in the natural, but in the spirit, she was dead. My God from glory. In the spirit, she was dead. Glory to God. And that's why she ran with her husband to hide themselves. Because the glory of God had lifted, my God, from heaven. But God was faithful. He came down in the Garden of Eden, and he found him, and he said, Adam, where art thou? And he said, I hid myself because I was naked. And he said, who told you you were naked? See, God knew that the only way that they could find out that they were naked or lost or dead in the spirit was if they had disobeyed his instructions or disobeyed his commandments. Saints of God, the enemy, the devil, Satan himself, is trying to lure us to begin to look at things not through the eyes of the word of God in this world. He wants us to look at things from a position of compromise. The enemy is trying to get us to look at life from a disposition of, well, we don't really have to do that. If God said it, yes, you do have to do it. There are many churches that are compromising. They're letting people with earrings and tattoos and homosexuals play on the organ and get into the choirs, and some are even in the pulpit, and they're saying, well, you have to still love them. Yeah, you can love them, but you cast the devil out. You don't compromise with sin, because as soon as you compromise with sin, you're dead spiritually. You might be living or existing. But if you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, where God said, do not touch that tree or eat from that tree, then what happens is that your spirit becomes polluted. Your spirit dies. The Holy Spirit in you dies, and he can no longer reside in that body. What happens is that Satan knows that the only weapon that will destroy him is the Holy Spirit. He knows the only weapon that's on earth that will destroy him is the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit. That's why God is faithful. If you come back to him, as we're going to see in this story, God will restore you. If you turn, God will restore you. If you give up your ways, God will give you his ways. Let's look at the story in verse 12. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me my portion of goods that falleth to me. In other words, give me my part. And he divided unto him his living. 13. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together. In other words, he got all of his stuff and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. 14. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Saints of God, God knows how to get our attention. When God gives us a blessing, and we decide to do what we want to do with that blessing, instead of seeking God, instead of seeking his will, instead of seeking his way, what will happen? The enemy will begin to tell us how to spend the blessing of God. If we spend the blessing of God according to the words of the enemy and not seek God in prayer and fast and find out from the Lord exactly what his will is and what he wants us to do, the enemy will deceive us and he will steal our blessing by having us spend it on things that are not profitable for the kingdom. Give God the glory. So this young man, he went out and he spent all of his money. And there arose a mighty famine. That was God who caused that famine to rise up out of nowhere, because God sometimes has to get our attention. God sometimes has to show us that he's in control and not us. We can't do what we want to do. There are consequences to sin, but if you repent, God is faithful. He will forgive you, and he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So God caused the famine to come up so that this man could consider his ways, so he could consider his situation, so he could consider his circumstance, so he could consider the direction that his life was going in. Glory to God. So God caused this famine to arise in the land, and he began to be in want. In other words, he had nothing left. He had nothing. It was almost like Adam and Eve. They were in the Garden of Eden. Everything they needed was there. Everything that they could desire was there. Everything they wanted was there. But when they put forth their hand to touch sin, they became dead in the spirit. And then they began to be in want. They needed the glory of God back. They needed the anointing back. They needed the Holy Ghost back. Because when you sin, the Holy Ghost does not go into sin with you, because he is not a sinner. He's righteous and he's holy. He stays away from sin and waits till you come to yourself, and then he'll join back with you if you turn back to him. Give God the glory. My God from heaven. And so the famine rose, and he was in want. He had needs. God sometimes strips us of things. God gets our attention in many different ways. There are times when God will get our attention to have a need come up in our life, only to seek God for his will so that he can direct us in the way that he wants us to go. Sometimes we get in the wrong location. Sometimes we get in the wrong place. And sometimes we're not sure how to get out of a situation. But if we seek God, he is the answer, and he will give the answer, and he will direct us, because he's faithful. Glory to God. Even when we are not faithful, God himself is faithful. Even when we mess up, God never messes up. That's why we understand that when trouble comes, we can always call on the name of the Lord. We can always call on the name of Jesus. Give God the glory. So as we look in verse 15, this is what happened. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed the swine. Saints of God, when we're waiting on God for an answer, don't just take any job. Glory to God. This man was desperate, and so he met a man in that city, a citizen of that particular country, and he was desperate. He was in a desperate situation. One thing he forgot to do was to pray. All this time, he's coming up with his own solution. All of this time, he's coming up with his own answer. All of this time, he never acknowledged the Father. He never came to his senses and said, let me talk to Jesus. Let me talk to the Father. Let me find out what I should do. I don't have the answer. I don't know. So he just went about his own way to try to figure out how to do it the best that he could. So the devil sent this man in his path. And don't believe that the devil will not send people in your path, because the devil will send people in your path to send you in the wrong direction. The devil will send people in your path to throw you off the course that God has set for you. The devil will send people in your path to get you tangled up in something that God never ordained for your life. So he met this citizen from a far country, and the man put him to work in the fields feeding swine. That's one of the lowest positions that you can have, because the man became desperate. He walked away from the Father. He began to seek other things. His desire began to leave the desire of the Holy Ghost and the kingdom of God. He began to desire other things of the world. And when you begin to desire other things of the world, you'll do anything. My God from heaven. For there are no limits to sin. That's why God says stay away from sin, because once you step in it, there's no limits to sin. It'll kill, it'll steal, and it'll destroy you. That's what sin comes to do. But God said, I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Give God the glory. My God from heaven. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we find ourselves that this young man who was in a wealthy man's house, his father, who had many flocks and many sheep and many goats and much cattle, glory to God, and much land, and he had many servants. So this was a wealthy man, and now that's like us in the kingdom. Our father, he's wealthy, glory to God. He owns everything. The Bible says he owns the cattle on 1,000 hill, all the silver and all the gold. It belongs unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But I heard somebody say that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So we see this young man whose father was wealthy and he was rich and he desired to have money in his pocket. And when he got the money in his pocket, he left home and went out to a far country to find out what the pleasures of the world were like. And some people are in the church and they see a young man or a young lady or a woman or a man and they begin to say, I wonder what that would be like to go out with her, to be with her, to sleep with her, or to sleep with him. And then the devil begins to talk to you. And then you get the phone number, you exchange phone numbers, and you hook up. And it ain't a Holy Ghost hookup. It's a demonic hookup. And then the sin has taken you to a place that you didn't want to go in. You lost in sin and shaping in iniquity. And you're drowning in sin because the devil wants to drown you, take your spirit, and then kill you. He's not playing games, saints of God. That's why we got to stay holy and resist temptation. I heard somebody say, submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Satan is nothing to play with. Don't go on his territory, because once you go on his territory, he comes to kill you, to steal from you, and to destroy you. That's his ultimate goal, is to take you to hell, because the Bible says, the soul that sinneth shall surely die. So if you get caught on the territory of Satan, sinning, trust me, when you die in your sin, there's no time to repent. So that's why God said, don't do it. Leave it alone. Steer clear from it. Why? Because God is faithful over his word. The good, the bad, and the ugly. In other words, God is faithful over the good word, which are his promises. God is faithful over the bad word, which is judgment. And God is faithful over the ugly. He can't do anything after you die. Judgment has already been set. Give God the glory. Woo! My, 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 my. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, have your way. Have your way, Holy Ghost. So we catch up to this young man. He left his father's house, and now he's in a far country. He done spent all of his money. He's broke, busted, and disgusted. He's in a desperate situation, and now he begins to look for a job when he already had a job in his father's house. Saints of God, don't be weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. So he had a job in the ministry, glory to God, at his father's house. But he went to look for a regular job because he was in want. He was desperate. He was in a situation, and he leaned to his own understanding. He leaned to the natural man and said, well, I'll just go get a job. I'll just go ahead and go to work. So the citizen hired him to feed the swine, verse 16 now. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. In other words, he spent his money. He gave to everybody else, but now nobody's going to give him nothing. He's there feeding the swine, husk, and he's also looking at what they're eating because he has no money and he has no food. So as he's feeding the swine, this young man who came from a wealthy family, who came from a father that have a cattle on 1,000 hills, who came from a father that have all the silver and gold, who came from a father that owns everything, who came from a father that have everything in his property. He had servants also, and his servants was treated well, glory to God. But this man finds himself now, have a job feeding swine, feeding pig, eating slop. And now he begins to desire it because he was hungry. He wanted something in his belly. Saints of God, when you get hungry for the wrong thing, it'll destroy you. Whew. Let me say that one more time. Be careful of what you are hungry for. If you're hungry for sex, you can go and get sex, but it'll destroy your spirit. It may even cause you to become crazy. It may drive you up the wall because you're entertaining other demons. You're entertaining other spirits. But God is faithful if you turn from it and turn back to God. He's faithful to restore you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So saints of God, we see a situation here that many saints are in. They've been in the church a long time. They've been praying and going to worship service, and then they get distracted by something. Something in their life happens, and they're no longer satisfied with serving Jesus. Lord, I just need a little bit more. I've been going to church so long; it's become a routine, and now I'm getting a little bored with it. The church is not as anointed as it used to be, and I've heard every sermon the preacher is preaching, and now I'm looking for something different. I'm looking for something more, Lord. Lord, maybe I just go dancing tonight, and maybe as I go dancing, maybe I'll just work it out on the dance floor, you know. And so you go on the dance floor, and you meet somebody, and you go home and sleep with them, and then there's a problem, because now what you're going to do tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do tomorrow? See, tomorrow is Sunday, and you're going to go to church and still lift your hands and act like nothing happened? No, because the Holy Spirit now is gone. And the way you used to praise God, you're not praising him that way anymore because the Holy Spirit now is gone. Because you've made a decision to step away from God. And it could be any kind of sin. It doesn't have to be a sensual sin or a sexual sin. It could be lying. It could be cheating. It could be anything. Glory to God. But any sin is going to draw you away from Christ. And this is what this parable is explaining. It's better to stay in the Father's house than to look outside for something that's only temporal. See, but this light affliction is just for a moment, but it worketh out for a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. While we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporary, and the things that are not seen, they are eternal. So we pick up the story once again in the 16th verse, Luke 15, verse 16. Thank you, Jesus. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Verse 17. And when he came to himself, my God from glory, when he came to himself, he remembered something. He said, wait a minute. I'm in this situation. I'm doing bad. I'm struggling in my life. Everything I had from my father's house that he gave me, it's gone now. I'm troubled because I'm in a foreign country. In other words, I'm out here with sinners. They don't know how to pray. I used to have friends that prayed with me, but now I done got some friends, and they don't even know how to pray. And I'm in trouble right now, and I need help, and I don't know how to get out of this trouble that I've gotten myself into. I don't know how to get out of this situation and circumstance that I find myself in. I used to be able to call Johnny, and Johnny would pray for me. A word of the Lord would come. Then I would get an instruction from God. Then I would know what to do. But now I'm in a far country. I'm over here in the devil's territory. Ain't nobody over here praying. They over here playing games, mind games, emotional games. Everything they do is about a game because their father is a liar and the father of all lies. And everything he do is a game because he know that his time is short and he's going to hell because judgment has already been set for him. Glory to God. So he's in this situation and he doesn't know what to do. Nobody to pray with. So he said, well, if I'm in Rome, I might as well do like the Romans do. And that's what he did. He went on and compromised himself. He started acting like them. He started behaving like them. They started rubbing off on him instead of him rubbing off on them. Give God the glory. Saints of God, I just want to tell you, don't do as the Romans do. Do as Jesus said. Do what Jesus would do. Give him the glory.
Jesus.
My God from glory.
But God is still faithful, and we're going to see God's faithfulness in just a minute. So the Bible says he was eating the swine's food. He was eating slop. He was eating food that's not even fit for a man, because when you find yourself in sin, you don't know how far you go. It's out of control. You can't control it. You can't contain it. It takes over you and destroys your mind. You're no longer in control because you yielded to the devil. And I remember the word of the Lord: whosoever you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Jesus, help us to obey you.
Glory to God. Woo!
Glory to God. Jesus, help us to obey. We don't want to sin. We don't want to give in. Help us to submit our will. Help us to submit to you and cry out to you and never leave the Father's house. Help us to stay steadfast, unmovable, unshaken, and always abounding in the word of the Lord. Give him the glory.
Ah, yellow both thought, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So now. The Bible says, glory to God, in verse 17, my God, from glory, I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for the anointing. Thank you for your power, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I worship you in spirit and in truth, Father. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Verse 17 says, and when he came to himself, when he came to himself. Saints of God, it's nothing like God giving you a revelation about your situation. You're looking for answers from all the wrong people. You're talking to everybody in town. You're calling people all across the country. You still don't have the answer. But it's something when God give you the answer. It's something that when God give it to you, it's like nobody else giving it to you. Because when the revelation come to you about your situation, then you'll understand how to get to where you are going. This man is lost. He's in a foreign country. He don't know the direction to go in, because if he knew, he would have returned from whither he came from. He would have simply went back to his father's house. And that's what God is telling us. Saints of God, I'm standing here waiting for you. All you got to do is come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He said, I will not put more on you than you're able to bear, but with every temptation I will provide a way of escape that you may bear it. Give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. I feel God in here. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of God. I hear the Bible saying, he came to himself. He said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? In other words, they over there living in the overflow. They living and having more than enough. They over there in the book of John 10:10, where the Bible says, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And the rest of that verse, 17, says, and I perish with hunger. Sometimes, saints of God, we sitting here going through things. We made some mistakes. We've sinned. We've lied. We've cheated. All of us. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. No man can say he has not sinned if he say he has not sinned. The Bible says he's a liar and the truth is not in him. So we all are in the same boat. We need help from the master. So we find ourselves in a situation where we sin, and sin separates us from God. But he said he came to himself. I believe the Holy Ghost quickened him, tapped him on the shoulder, and said, son, what are you doing? My father has more than enough. My father on the cattle on a thousand hills. My Father owns all the silver and gold. My Father is God. Yes! And he said in his word, I will withhold no good thing to them who walk upright before me. Thank you, Jesus. How do we walk upright before God? Get back to where we started from. Go back to the beginning from where we came from. Where did we come from? We came from being born again in the water and the Spirit, baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost and that with a mighty burning fire, preaching the cross of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Because God is faithful. God is faithful. He's faithful over his word. The Bible says he's watching over his word to perform it. The word of God will not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish in that thing whereunto he sent it. Glory. Give him the glory. Thank you, Jesus. So back to the scriptures.
My God from heaven. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is doing something here. My God from heaven, I feel the power of God.
Woo!
Glory to God, I could teach on this all day. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. So the 18th verse says, after finding out he came to himself and remembering that his father's servants had bread enough to eat and more than enough, and he's complaining and saying, and I perish with hunger. The 18th verse says, and I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, Father, Father. I remember the old folk used to say, Father, I stretch out my hand to thee. No other help I know. I look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who had made the heavens and the earth. But here he's saying the same thing. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee.
Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! He cried out to his father. He confessed. He said, I have sinned before heaven and before thee. My iniquities have shown me naked. I have been stripped of all that is good. I have come to myself and realized that I need you like never before. I can't do nothing without you. Forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. The young man cried out and said he had sinned. And because he cried out and he was honest, he told the truth on himself. He exposed his own self. He said, Father, I've sinned before you. I've sinned before heaven. I've sinned in Jesus' name. Father, help me. That's what I'm talking about. Sin will take you further than you want to go. Saints of God, the word of God teaches us that we have power over sin. We have power over sin in the name of Jesus. That's what the blood is for. It's not only to cleanse us from the sin, but it's to give us power over sin. We have it in Jesus' name. Give him the glory.
Bless you.
My. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And so now he confesses his sin. He says, Father, I've sinned. We're in the 18th verse. Glory to God. We're in the 18th verse. He says, Father, I've sinned against heaven. And before thee, that really touches me. Glory to God. Because I remember when I cried out to the Lord. And said, Lord, sinned before. It's nothing like that anointing leaving you, I'm telling you. Oh, my God, when that anointing leaves you, you'll do anything to get it back. I tell you, in the name of Jesus, saints of God, you don't have to sin. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't care what nobody else is teaching out there. You have power over sin. You have power over sin. You have power of self-control. That's one of the fruit of the Spirit, is self-control. You don't have to go off on nobody. You don't have to cuss nobody out. You don't have to go there. You got power of self-control in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. But if you do sin, you better cry out to Jesus like never before and stay away from it. Stay away from sin. It'll destroy you. It takes too long to get back. You don't want to live a life of sinning and then repenting and sinning and back and forth. Leave it alone, my God from heaven. Whew, glory to God. So in the 18th verse, after seeing his situation, he cries out and said, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. And in the 19th verse, he said, am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy servants. Glory to God. He said, make me as one of thy servants, and I'll just come into your estate. I'll just come into your house, and I'll just serve you like one of your servants. I don't need to be a son no more. I've embarrassed you. I've humiliated you. I've let you down. I put shame on your name, and I put shame on my name. I'm not worthy to be called your son no more. But if you just let me serve, I just want to be around you because I know how good you are, Lord. I know how faithful you are. I know how good you are because you're a good God, and I just want to come back and be restored unto you. I just want to love you and be in your presence. Lord, would you just let me be a servant? I don't even have to be a son no more. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Whither shall I go from your presence? If I make my bed in hell, you're there. If I go up to the highest heaven, you're there. You can't escape God, saints. You can't get away from God. You might as well confess and get it right and get it straight. This is the day that the Lord has made. You might as well go ahead and straighten that thing out now. Put it on the altar. Let God burn it up by fire. Walk away from it, and God will give you the strength to never look back. In the name of Jesus. Woo! Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So he says here in the 19th verse, I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Verse 20. And he arose and came to his father. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He arose and came to his father. But then when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. Thank you, Jesus. And ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Saints of God, you see, first, it's three stages that took place here. First, the man came to himself. He realized that he was in the wrong place. He was in the wrong location. If you recognize that you're in the wrong place or in the wrong location, call on the name of Jesus and say, Father, I have sinned before heaven and before thee. And then he arose, got up out of that place, and went back to the place where he belonged. Glory to God. God will always lead you. When you confess that it's your fault, when you confess that you messed up, don't point the finger at somebody else and say, well, if they wouldn't have did this, then I wouldn't have did that. But it's not about this or that. It's about you, because God is dealing with you, trying to get you right, trying to straighten you out, to get you back on the right track, because Ooh. He's faithful. He's faithful. If he wasn't faithful, he'd let you keep going out there in the wilderness, but he's faithful, and he says, I'm drawing you back unto myself. I'm drawing you back unto me. I paid for you with my blood. I paid a price for you on Calvary. I bought you with a price, and you're mine. You belong to me. Give God the glory.
Woo-hoo, Jesus.
Glory to God. So, saints of God, as we look here, and he went back to his father's house in verse 20. Mm-hmm. And the father saw him. He was a great way off. And glory to God. is Jesus looking at us, returning from our sin, returning from decisions that we have made that don't please God, decisions and choices that we have made that God have not ordained, that he have not instructed us to make. It was not the voice of God. It was the voice of the flesh, because the voice of the flesh speaketh louder than the voice of the Lord. The Bible says the voice of the Lord is a still, small voice. Glory to God. It's the flesh that screams at you, yells at you, and tries to command you to do something. But you got to stay steadfast, unmovable, and unshaken, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Yes, Lord. So the Father saw him just like he see you. But you got to turn from your wicked ways. You got to repent, because God is faithful. And he's faithful because he's waiting with compassion and open arms to receive you back unto himself, to take you to a higher place, to take you to a better place, to take you into his perfect will. Glory to God. So we see in verse 20 that when his father saw him, he ran towards him and fell on his neck and kissed him. Verse 21, and the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned. Look at the humility and the confession of this young man. He confessed already before God that he sinned. Then when he got to his father, he said, but Father, wait a minute. Why are you loving me so much? Why are you showing me so much compassion? I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against thee. Why do you love me so much? I'm not worthy to be called your son. I'm not even worthy, but you yet love me. And the reason that he still loves you is because he's faithful. He's faithful over his word. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God didn't leave him. The young man left God, but he came to himself and he came back to God. God was waiting there all along in the same place that he left him, was waiting for him to return. And saints of God, sometimes people think, well, God is with me in sin. His father didn't go with him in sin. His father stayed at the house. The young man had to come to himself and return to the father. Give God the glory. Who shakara ba shaka. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but it's time to return with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your strength. It's time to return to the Father. Remember when you first got saved, you used to cry all the time. You used to love reading the Word of God. Oh, Lord, every conversation you had, it was about Jesus. But now you've been with Jesus a long time. And now, some things have changed in your life. Some things have gotten a little cold. Some things have gotten a little stale. You don't pray like you used to. You don't fast like you used to. You don't cry no more when you hear the name of Jesus. Yeah. What happened? What happened? What happened to your first love? But God is still faithful. He's calling you today. Come back to me. Come back to me, because I love you with an everlasting love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So in verse 21, and the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight am no more worthy to be called thy son. And in verse 22, he says, But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, my God, from heaven, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fattest calf, and kill it, and let us eat, and be merry. For this my son, he was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they begin to celebrate. They begin to be merry. They begin to rejoice. They begin to rejoice in the Lord.
Saints of God, see, it's something about God's faithfulness. When God begins to tell you, after you repent and you confess that you sin, God is not saying, look, I'm mad at you, I'm going to withhold something from you. God is saying to you, you are back in right standing with me. I am celebrating because you have returned unto me. You desire more of me. You want me more than you want the world. And just because you came back, God is going to bless you. Just because you came back. Just because you came back and confessed you was wrong. Just because you came back and said, I'll never do it again. Just because you came back and said, Father, I've sinned. He came to himself and he realized that's not the life that he wanted to live. He realized that's not the way that he wanted to go. He realized that's not what he wanted, but he wanted what he had before, which was the presence of God in and on his life. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. Thank you, Jesus, for being faithful. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for being faithful in all your house. Thank you for your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, unto thee. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory. 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 Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit descend on us now, that your presence descend on us now. As I conclude this message about your faithfulness and how when somebody is in a situation or a location that you have not sent them to or that they don't belong in, that, Lord, if they simply turn and come to themselves and turn back to the Father, you will gladly accept them. You will gladly receive them because you are faithful. The young man confessed that he had sinned. He had went to a place that you had not told him to. He had got caught up in some things that he ought not to have done. But he had came to himself and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, I have sinned before heaven and before thee, Father. Father, thank you that you are full of compassion. You are merciful to us when we sin. And you said, turn, turn from your wicked ways. But you said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful, thank you, Jesus, and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we all have sinned and falling short of the glory of God. Right now, Father, we repent for everything that we have thought, even that's wrong, that we might be right in thy sight. Cleanse us, purify us, create in us a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within us. Blot out our transgressions, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation, that we may be ever, forever in thy sight, O Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Forever be in thy sight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. We give you the glory now.
We
give you the honor now.
Be alone.
We give you the praise. We worship you, O Lord. We worship you, O Lord.
Listen.
Even now, descend mightily, Holy Spirit, for thy glory, for thy honor and thy name's sake, even now, in the matchless name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes to your will, yes to your way. Yes to your will, yes to your way. Yes to your will, yes to your way, Lord. Yes to your will, yes to your way, Lord. Yes to your will, yes to your way, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you for this word, Lord. Thank you for sending it, because you're faithful and just, Lord. You will restore us and bless us according to your word. You will restore and you will bless because you're faithful. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, unto us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Healing is on the line today. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, healing is here. Yes.
Whatever
yes.
you have need of, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Just get in that zone. I feel it. Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hardest, Lord, in the presence of the Almighty God, we thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
My God, that's it.
We bless you today, God.
With songs of deliverance, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance whenever I am afraid. I will trust in you. Oh, I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in your strength, O mighty God.
Thank you, God. We're just going to, I'm not going to ask for any comments today. I just feel the presence of the Lord moving, and I know that he want to touch somebody. Hallelujah, this word hasn't really touched you like it should. Amen. Those that have any special needs, any special requests, the other Messiah, Prophet Davis is here. Amen. Hallelujah. After this word, we don't even need to elaborate on the word. But if you have a special need, hallelujah, if you have something that you are petitioning God for. Hallelujah. I feel God's presence right now.
Thank you,
glory to God. His presence. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
My Lord and Savior, my King, my God, my everything. How I need you. I'm so desperate. Desperate for you.
Glory,
I confess
Jesus.
That I need you more. I hunger, I thirst for you, O Lord. Strengthen me that I may come to thee, because I need you.
how I need you. I'm so desperate just for you, oh Lord. Help me to come to thee. My God. Whew. Jesus is here.
Jesus. Prophet Davis, we're going to ask those that's on the line. We have about 12 or 13 callers on the line.
Okay, let's go.
Going to see if anybody have any special prayer requests, any special needs. Amen. We're going to go to our first-time callers first. Let's do that. I know the others won't mind. Amen. Let's go to Sister Embry. And I see my cousin Roni. I also see Peaches on the line. Any special requests while the man of God is still on the line and while the anointing is still flowing? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory. Did you open? Hallelujah. Sister Embry?
Yes, Lord.
Yes. This is Sister Embry. And
yes,
I want to make
you
a request for my niece.
Mm-hmm.
She's been sick for the last 2 or 3 weeks. She has not been able to keep food down. She's been throwing up. They have not been able to find out what's wrong with her. So tomorrow she's supposed to see a doctor where they're going to go inside her stomach and look at her stomach to try to find out what's wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
So please keep her in prayer, you know, that God will touch and heal her body in the name of Jesus, because God is the healer, and I know that he can heal her.
Yes. Do you have anointed oil at home? Do you
have
anointed? Yes, put some anointed oil on her stomach. And just say 3 times in the name of Jesus. Just put the anointed oil, and just 3 times in the name of Jesus.
We're not at home. We're driving. I'm using a car charger.
Okay. Well, when you get home.
Okay.
Yeah. Father, I pray over this anointed oil. And even I pray for this young lady, Father, that this condition would be completely eradicated, that it would be completely uprooted from the seed out of her stomach. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. I cancel the assignment of the demonic. I cancel the assignment of witchcraft in Jesus' name. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and whose I am and whom I serve. And, Father, we thank you for healing according to your word. You said you were wounded for her transgressions, bruised for her iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is on you, and with your stripes she is healed.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
thank you, Jesus.
Of Jesus
thank
Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God
thank
from
you,
heaven.
Jesus. Thank
my
you, Jesus.
My God from heaven. My God.
Thank
my God.
You, Jesus.
Ah, Yoshad, Aya, E, Osoko, Korea, Sahaya. My God, from glory. I feel a release of virtue. I feel a release of virtue. Shekarasa. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar, and the truth ain't in it. In
Jesus'
name. Devil, I command you to take your hands off of her now. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you. You are faithful,
Hallelujah.
Lord. You are faithful,
thank
Lord.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank
I want you to
Jesus.
Call me after you come from the doctor and let me know what happened.
I will do that.
Praise the Lord.
Amen,
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
I see my cousin Peaches on the line. Hallelujah. Is that you, Peaches?
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, God bless you, sweetie. How you doing? This is Aaron's youngest.
Good.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying him.
Glory to God.
Amen, amen. You have any special prayer requests, any needs?
No, not at the time. I'd say unspoken requests.
Unspoken requests? Well, Father, you know what it is. You know the struggle. You see the situation. Glory to God. Just like you saw Hannah, and she didn't know that you saw her, but excuse me, not Hannah, but Hagar. And she didn't know that you saw her, but you saw her, and you see her condition, and you see her circumstance. So, Father, based upon her need, meet the need in her life for thy glory, for thy honor, and thy namesake, that she would even be brought closer to you. Because you said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all of these things will be added unto you. So, Father, we thank you now in Jesus' name that you will give her even the kind of heart that hungers for you like never before. Like never before. A heart, Lord, that would come after you with reckless abandonment, that she would fall in love with you so deeply that she can't help but to mention your name. Father, I thank you for doing it. A new thing in her. Old things have passed away. I decree and declare it in Jesus' name. And behold, all things have become new. Even now,
thank you,
Jesus. In Jesus' name. God said, let it go. Whatever it is, God said, let it go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let it go.
Thank you,
Jesus. Let it go.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. I love you. I love you, Lord. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your people, Lord. These are your people. These are your people, Jesus. Thank you for moving.
Thank you for moving.
God is doing something. He's healing people. He's delivering people. Miracles are happening. God, this is the hour that God is showing up and showing out. Don't get off the phone if you're still. Just hold on. We'll get to you. God bless you, Sister Peaches.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Let's go to Sister Carter. Amen. And then we're going to go to Evangelist Joshua, then the Sister Patrice, and we'll get to the rest of you all. If you have a need and God have you on this line, don't hang up. Don't leave without getting the prayer that you need for whatever it is that you're petitioning God for. Don't hang up. Amen. Sister Carter, God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. How are you?
God is good. I really enjoy the word. Lord, that's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful to my soul that I have a prayer request.
Yes.
Having a skin in my heel, my left heel, and the doctor said it's the plantar's what? So it's just pain in the walk.
put my feet down. So I would like to pray for that. And know God is good.
It's your left heel?
Yes, Luke.
Okay, we're going to pray for that now. Do you believe that Jesus can heal that?
Yes, amen.
Father, even according to her faith in you, and you have heard her confession, be it unto her now, even as she believes, and I set myself in agreement with her faith that her heel is healed now in the name of Jesus. For you sent your word to heal them and to deliver them from their destruction. By God, I release the anointing of healing now. In Jesus' name. Glory. There it is. There it is. Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are glorious. You are glorious.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
You are glorious. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Stand up. Are you sitting down?
No, I'm not. I'm standing.
Can you? Well, walk now. In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Is the pain gone?
It is still there, but not as severe. But God, I know He's able. I know He's healing right now.
Well, Father, we pray for that. We pray for that pain. And we rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Oh, glory.
We command it to go in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. In the name
Lord, we bind
Jesus,
that condition. We bind the condition in Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Yes,
we command that it be loosed in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. Now, how does it feel?
Hallelujah.
There it is. My God from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
We worship you. We worship you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. We believe. We believe. We believe.
Hallelujah.
Already done. Thank you, Father. Lord, you said that you don't do these things for our sake, but you do them for the sake of those who are around you. You said, Father, I know that you always hear me. I know you always hear me. So I pray this prayer not for my sake, but for the sake of those who are listening. That you would be glorified even in the life of this dear lady. Even that the doctors would be amazed that you would receive the glory, the honor, and the praise in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In your mighty name, your almighty God.
This is what, dear lady, this is what I want you to say. I want you to simply say these words. Just say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I receive my healing. Right now.
In
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, God is good. Continue to worship the Lord. We know that it's already done. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Can you walk? Are you walking okay?
I'm standing, and I am walking right now, and I can walk. And that is
hey, hey, hey.
Well, God is good, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, amen.
God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank God.
This is Patrice. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
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 Ah, yeah. Glory.
Ooh, my God.
In
God.
Hey, 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 hey. Oh.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
I just want
you
more
alone.
Of the Lord. Just
you
more
alone.
Of the Lord. Just
you
more
alone.
Of the Lord.
You alone, you alone, you alone are worthy. You alone, you alone, you alone.
I am a seeker. I am a seeker.
Fullness, Lord. The fullness.
Ooh,
the fullness of thy spirit.
Oh, my God. I don't see how I my God.
Keep worshiping him. Keep praising him, my dear, and God bless you.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah. Evangelist Joshua. Hey, glory. Let the Lord touch you. If you don't get touched today, something is wrong. You need the Holy Ghost. Anybody got the Holy Ghost ought to feel this fire today. Hey, moving. It's moving. Glory. Evangelist Joshua, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
How you doing?
I'm blessed. How about you?
Blessed every day in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. I'm just praying in the Lord. So I'm just believing and I'm waiting on it.
Yes. What are you waiting on God to do? Maybe we can ask him together and he'll just come.
It's a few things. Financial, and praying for my family, praying for the leaders in the church world, praying for our natural leaders. It's just, you know, we have these are all, to me, urgent things. Praying for the unsaved, you know, that God will draw. His mercy will continue to
my dear lady,
stand towards his people.
I have something for you from the Lord. There was Martha and there was Mary. One was busy doing so many different things. And the Bible says she was cumbersome about doing so many different things. And she wanted help in doing these things. But then God said to Mary, there's one thing that's needful.
Ooh.
That you simply just lay before me. And when you lay before God, what's going to happen is that he's going to give you an instruction. And these are the things you carry out. He said, Mary did that which was needful, and it shall not be taken from her.
Come on.
What she did, she laid at his feet to listen to his words. He said, one thing is needful, one thing, not ten, one. And I declare unto you, my sister, in the name of Jesus, that when you lay at his feet and listen to his word, he's going to give you an instruction. If you remember in the Bible, even from Genesis to Revelation, there's always an instruction. He gave Adam an instruction. Not ten, he gave him one instruction. Joshua, he gave him one instruction for Jericho, one instruction for Ai. Every city he conquered, he gave him one instruction. Because God knows we can't focus on 25 things at one time. One instruction. And that instruction is the instruction God will anoint, ordain, and cause you to prosper.
I guess energy, what we're doing right now is just making sure everybody in the area has the right discount for their gas rate.
I do. I already have one.
You already have it?
Yes, I signed up.
You're part of the customer care program?
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I'm just here to give you an extension on it. All I need is just an older new copy of your PG.
Evangelist Bernard?
All right, I already signed up for it over the phone.
Yes,
okay.
I don't know whose line that is.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Somebody's line is open.
I'm sorry. Had somebody come to the door. Yes, somebody came to the door.
Oh, okay. I know I heard somebody talking. We thought
that's
it was
the devil showing up at the door. That's the devil.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
see, right in the middle of the word
the
of the Lord, the devil comes. See, shut the door in the devil's face, and that's it. Lock it. That's what you got to do sometimes. See, if you let the let me just say this, first natural, then spiritual. God never interrupts himself from speaking. Never. You don't see it in the Bible anywhere.
God never interrupts himself, but we are the ones who opens the door to the devil. We are the ones. Anybody who's listening on that line, shut the door in the devil's face and never answer it when the devil knocks. Glory to God. Lay at the feet of Jesus. Don't be distracted. Stay focused and listen to the instruction of the Lord, and the instruction will take you where God wants you to go. It's just like that young man. He had to come to himself and realize he was in the wrong place spiritually. He wasn't in the place God wanted him. He came to himself and he said, look, I repent. I have sinned before heaven and before thee. I'm not in the right place I need to be spiritually. How can I get to where you want me, God? Lay at his feet.
Today. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Lay at his feet. He will give you the instruction of the Lord. Because God won't cumbersome you about with so many tasks that it begins to worry you and bother you and trouble you. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Hey, hallelujah. That's a word right there.
Glory to God. So now your responsibility, with all due respect, is to obey God. Ikoboshata.
Hallelujah.
Don't get nobody else's advice. Don't get nobody else's opinion. Lay before God. Be quiet before the Lord early in the morning. And then God will tell you exactly what he wants you to do. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Else is on there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you for being patient, people.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have a few more Prophet Davis on the line.
Yes, yes.
We had a full house the other day. Is Sister Roni still on the line? Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm blessed. Thank the Lord. I praise God today for being so faithful and so good. I thank God for this rich word.
Glory to God.
Thank God for his anointing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Have any special requests, anything special that you...
Well, I tell you this. I've been... I really, at this point, not my word. So, he just, as I'm listening and was just enjoying this, you know, anointing, the Lord has answered me what Pastor White just was saying. Just lay before God. What I had been, was going to ask is for a direct ear.
My God.
God to hear me for clear, you know, for me to hear the Lord in his instruction for me for this next season in my life.
What's your name again?
Jesus.
My God, the Holy Ghost.
I waited and God answered me without me even asking.
Yeah, but there's one more thing. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's one more thing, my dear sister.
Yes.
What's your name again?
Verona. They call me Roni.
Okay. Sister Verona, what I'm going to do, the Holy Ghost is instructing me to pray for your ears.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The Holy Ghost is instructing me to pray for your ears.
Yes, Lord.
It's a spiritual thing.
And yes, I understand.
It's going to open both epita. In the King James Version, he says epita. In the name of Jesus. I want you to receive this. I want you to really be quiet and listen to this, because it's about to happen in Jesus' name. You're about to hear the voice of God like never before.
Thank you.
I want you to be quiet and just receive this.
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for her spiritual ears, that they would be open to thy voice, O God, with such clarity, and that she would hear you and know it's you without
any doubt or wavering, and that you would speak to her as a friend. And now I command her ears to be open in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Yeah, that's powerful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I thank you.
It's done
Keep
now.
Keep it. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yes. Yes, it's okay.
I receive it.
But God has done it.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I want me to pray for your ears spiritually. It has been accomplished. The devil can't do anything about it.
Ah,
it
is
sealed.
Yeah, Baba,
thank you, Jesus. It's sealed.
Yeah,
it is sealed by the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I praise you.
Hallelujah.
Worthy.
Hallelujah.
Worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. Hallelujah.
In your strength. Your strength. Oh, Lord. Amen. It's done. My God,
thank
I feel.
I receive it.
Amen. God bless you.
Before I go to Sister T, I have my granddaughter here. This is my youngest granddaughter, Prophet Davis, and she's been having some anxiety problems and, you know, just
what's her name?
Going through some emotional things, getting ready to transition off to school and, you know, mother, missing her mother and everything. So I want you to pray for her. She's here with me. Her name is Rayel.
Rayel?
Rayel, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Rayel, how are you?
I'm okay.
Good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Okay. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I surrender my life.
I surrender my life.
Totally to you.
Totally to you.
Take it.
Take it.
Do what you will.
Do what you will.
I'm all yours.
I'm all yours.
Take me in your hands.
Take me in your hands.
Shape me.
Shape me.
And mold me.
And mold me.
After your will.
After your will.
Give me your mind.
Give me your mind.
To follow you.
To follow you.
Give me your ears.
Give me your ears.
That I may hear your voice.
That I may hear your voice.
Give me your mouth.
Give me your mouth.
That I may speak your words.
May speak your words.
I'm yours, Lord.
I'm yours, Lord.
Now, Father, order my steps.
Now, Father, order my steps.
To take me where you want me to go.
To take me where you want me to
go. Thank you,
Jesus. Fill my life.
Fill my life.
Fill my life.
With your presence.
Your presence.
And your spirit.
And your spirit.
Yeah. Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
And help me to see the devil.
And help me to see the devil.
That I might avoid him.
I might avoid him.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for helping me.
Thank you for helping me.
Become who.
Become who.
You want me to become.
You want me to become.
Change my life.
Change my life.
From this day.
From this day.
Forward.
Forward.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, Jesus.
Jesus.
All is well.
All is well.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, oh, how do you feel?
I feel better.
Yeah, you feel better?
Yes.
What school are you going to?
Fresno City College.
Hallelujah.
And when do you start?
The second week of January.
Oh, okay. What's your major?
Criminology.
Okay. You're going to be a what? Crime lab?
Well, I either want to be a forensic scientist or I want to be an FBI agent.
Ah, Jesus!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think FBI agent is going to be good.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you that you will open doors and prepare her educationally, emotionally, for this position as an FBI agent, and that you will always remind her that it was you that got her there. And Father, that you will fill her with your Holy Spirit and cause her to walk in your ways, and that she would be a benefit to the organization of the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Father, we thank you now that the door is already open and waiting for her, and that you will prepare her, and that most of all she would stay in your word and not deviate from your word.
Yes, God.
That she would hide your word in her heart, that she would not sin against you. For the glory of God, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Jesus, thank you.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I will trust in you.
That's your name, Jesus.
Oh, yes, oh. Yes. Yes to your will.
Thank
yes
you.
To your way. My God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
My God, I feel the anointing. Feel the anointing. I feel the anointing. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. My God. Oh, yeah, yeah. God from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, holy God. Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ah,
Sister T. God,
I'm
almost
here. Oh, glory. This is really powerful.
God, I bless you.
Sister T, God bless you.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
Yeah, he's faithful.
Oh, I bless you, Jesus.
Did you have a prayer request?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sister T. I just want to hopefully want to say this. I just am very thankful for this broadcast and the beautiful people that come on here to minister the word of God. I'm sitting here listening, and tears are just falling because God has placed me around people who really love God. My prayer request is really this time for myself that I be in the place where God want me to be.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
I'm where he wants me to be right now, but I'm very uncertain. All I know is I've submitted my life to him, and I've made some drastic changes, and I see God opening doors. But I also see the obstacles that are in front of me. So just continue to pray for my strength so I can endure what God wants me to do.
Well, let's see. Forgiven you. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. And so there's no need for you to be sorrowful over the circumstance and the situation. It was God who allowed the young man to get in his situation only to reveal to him that there was a better place for him. And that better place was at his father's house, where all things are well. And so he came to himself, and the first thing he did when he came to himself, he confessed one thing: I have sinned before heaven and before earth, and before thee, Father. And so when he confessed that he was errored or that he made a mistake, what he did is that he arose, and he went to his father's house. So when the peace comes that I talked to you about, when that peace comes, God is going to begin to instruct you of exactly what he wants you to do to get you out of your situation. I see that there are some finances that are needed for this to happen. God is going to send the finances. I don't have a time frame. He hasn't given me that. God is going to send the finances to get you out of the situation. Good God from heaven. Yeah. Over to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby left, and then I'm going to ask for a special prayer for my grandson. He's the last one. He's a junior.
Sister T, I just want to confirm right quick, Evangelist Bernard. Sister T, do you receive that?
Oh, yes.
Huh?
In the name of Jesus, yes.
What city, if you don't mind me asking, what city do you live in?
I'm in Oakland.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what the Holy Ghost told me. Yeah. Okay, so that's what the Holy Ghost already told me. I didn't know, but the Holy Ghost told me, Oakland. Okay, so God's going to send the necessary finances needed for the move, for the relocation, because the Bible is clear, and it says, I will not put more on you than you're able to bear. And so that word came to let you know, yes, you're in the wrong location, but God is going to have mercy and compassion on you. He's going to get you out of it so that you can bear it. He's going to get you out of it so that you can bear it. Once again, he's going to get you out of it so that you can bear it.
Hallelujah.
He's going to send the finances. The Lord was letting me know that there are finances that are needed in order to help you to get out of that situation.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I receive it. Amen.
Over to God. So he's going to do it when the finances come. You already know what it's for. Don't give it to nobody else. Don't be helping nobody else. Help yourself. Get out of the situation. Go to where God tells you to go to. Glory to God so that you can be in a city of peace. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. It's going to happen, and it's not going to be long. It's going to happen. Glory to God. Just hold on a little longer, and God's going to bring you out of it. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Glory
you.
To God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Wow. My God from heaven. That's it.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Yes. This is the Ruby.
I will. I will trust in you. There are no more callers, Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, Sister Ruby and myself, and that's it. We've covered everybody.
Wow, that was pretty quick. Amen.
Amen, amen. Asking for prayer to get more of Jesus in my life, more anointing, more work and power, and a direction. And still, I feel like the Lord has got me in this holding pattern, and I'm saying,
yes.
Lord, where I need to go. I know it's a place where you have sent me to do your work, but I'm in a holding pattern now. So
is
asking for prayer, but to be led and to wait on the Lord and to send me where he would have me to go and let me know where it is that I can go to work for Jesus.
Whew. Wow. Okay. That's powerful. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name that you know the perfect plan that you have for our lives. And Lord, I'm asking you to reveal it to my sister. I want to say actually this month, but that's not what God is giving me. He's given it to me that in November, there are some things he's going to reveal to you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Malkarada
Sal keran dire oko rion dahai. Sokara tureka. Mandara terekedo. So he has a set time. Just hold on a little longer. He heard your petition and he heard your prayers and he heard your questions. And how long, Lord, you were saying? How long? So God already knows the set time. And so now he's going to answer you at that set time. I don't know when in that month, but that's the month that I heard that he's going to begin to reveal some things to you. And when he does, you'll, of course, know. It'll bear witness with your spirit. Glory to God. I wanted to say October, but I couldn't because that's not what he said. See, that's why you got to be careful to put yourself in there and instead of listening and let God put himself in there. Because, you know, we want the saints to get their answer as quick as possible, but it's not my time, it's God's time.
Glory to God.
I know that's
time.
Shendere.
Oh, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Ain't God good? God is good, ain't he? Boy, Sister Ruby, I tell you, you got favor with God. You got favor with God because God didn't give nobody else a time frame except you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Let the weak say, I am strong. Oh, yeah. Shoot. Thank you, Lord. Me too, Lord. Me too, Lord. That's amazing that so many people are seeking God for direction at this time of the year. It's amazing. It's really big, so it's big on God's calendar to answer his people. It's big. I mean, this is really the season, you know. There's a new season coming up. There's a new year that's on the horizon. And people want to know, Lord, where am I going? Where are you sending me? This is a major thing. The other woman of God, Ronnie, glory to God, she asked, Lord, I want to hear your voice so I'll know where I'm going.
Yes.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing. So I'm going to pray for the ears of those who are left. I'm going to pray that God open our ears and let us hear his voice clearly so there will be no confusion of the direction that he's dealing with us on for the rest of this year and even for next year. Father, I pray for all of our ears that you would touch them by your hand and that by the Holy Spirit you would open our ears so that we will hear your voice so clear that we will not miss you, but that we will be perfectly in your will, hear you and follow your instructions and your directions to the point. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for doing it. We receive it, that our ears are open unto your voice and your voice only. You said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. Show us clearly what it is you want us to know for thy glory and thy honor and thy namesake. In Jesus' name, amen. Whew. My God from heaven. It's done. It's done. I just felt my right ear open up.
Oh, Jesus.
I just felt my right ear open up. Ha da 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 bo shata. Eko bo sa. Boy, I tell you, when you're under this kind of anointing, you can hear stuff for yourself too.
Oh, hallelujah.
Ha la bo shata. Oh, da ba ki da ba. My right ear just opened up.
Thank you, God.
My right ear, right after I prayed it, my right ear just opened up.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. See, that's the thing. You want to hear it for yourself. And anything somebody else says is a confirmation.
Ah, glory.
Whew, my God from heaven.
Yes, God, yes.
Boy, I tell you, God is, he's faithful.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's faithful, he's faithful. He's faithful. And God's gonna launch Rael into the FBI. God has sealed that thing for her. She's going to be an FBI agent. That's a powerful position.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Whew. Well,
oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Well, I got my answer too, so that's good.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
I got my answer too. I was looking for an answer, and I got mine.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
I needed an answer myself. I needed
All
an
right.
answer. And I just, in my heart, I just said, Lord, you know, I'm going to pray for your people and everything, but I have a need too.
Thank you.
So as I was praying for our ears to open, God is faithful. Beautiful topic. God is faithful. That he opened my ear, my right ear open, because the phone is on my left here, my right ear open, and I heard. Good God from heaven.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. And the enemy have been fighting me over that location for the longest.
All right.
Yeah, the enemy been sending every other location except that one.
All right.
My God from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now I know. Oh my God, you better look. I'm about to shout. I'm telling you. I can't contain this.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
But I'm going to close out because I got some computer work I need to go do. But look, Evangelist Bernard.
I want you to pray for the Bell family. I also want to ask for special prayer for Bishop Alfred Singleton. He's been in my spirit, so I want you to pray for Bishop Alfred Singleton and pray for the bereaved family of the Bell family. Before we dismiss, and I needed prayer for my grandson Nino. I just want God to continue to cover him. And I've seen four girls graduate from school. He's the last one. He's the boy, so he's a junior. And I'm praying that the Lord will just bless him to keep him where he can stay focused and do what he needs.
It's done. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we pray for Nino that he will graduate, Lord. And then, Father, increase his GPA, increase his grade point average. Let him understand that he's in his final year of college or his final years of college, and he needs to take this just a little more seriously. And And, Father, yes. cut away the friends that are a distraction for him. Cut them away, Father, for thy glory, thy honor, and thy namesake in Jesus' name. And, Lord, anoint him to ace those tests, Lord. And as he see his grade point average going up, let him be more and more dedicated to the cause of his education. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for doing it, for the glory of God in Jesus' name. And, Father, we pray for the Bell family, Father. There has been a loss in that family. We pray for that family, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would bring comfort, the comfort of the Holy Ghost, the compassion of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ Jesus over that family even now in the name of Jesus. Bind them together in love. Let them be with one accord. Let there be no division or schism between them. Let there be no arguments or division or discussions of anything negative. Let there only be positive words that are being spoken. Glory to God. And to edify and to build up each other, and no tearing down, no backbiting. Father, we thank you for doing it for the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray for Bishop Alfred.
Alfred Singleton, yes.
Yes, we pray for Bishop Alfred Singleton, Lord. Touch his health. Touch his body. Touch him, Father, for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Bring restoration in his life even at this age. Full yes. restoration, Father. Full restoration. Let him preach like never before. Let him step into the assigned position that you have him ordained for before the world began, in leadership position to teach the younger men how to be holy leaders in the kingdom of God, how to be true pastors and not just in title only, glory to God, but how to be true pastors, how to conduct themselves at home and abroad, glory to God, how to seek after the anointing, how to seek after the Holy Ghost, and how to lead the people into holiness and righteousness. Father, raise him up that you have kept him alive for a season such as this, so that the men and the women of God can draw from his experience and from his anointing and impart, give him the gift of impartation, as Paul the Apostle, when he lays hands on these ministers and pastors, that he would impart a spiritual gift to them, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. For the glory of God, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You can dismiss us, Prophet Davis. We thank God for teachers joining us today, and Sister Roni, and all of those that stayed on the line. Hallelujah. Yeah. We appreciate the first-time listeners. And we had about four people in the chat room. Thank all of you all that's listening live on the Internet. If you'd like to go back, you can visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can listen to these messages in their entirety. You were listening today to our speaker, Prophet Michael Davis, amen, of Vacaville, California. So we just bless the Lord for Prophet Davis. He stepped in after we had a cancellation, so we just bless the Lord for you. Tune in tomorrow as we continue this topic, Great is Thy Faithfulness. In Jesus' name, you can dismiss us with the word of prayer. God bless all of you all. Have a great day.
Yes, God bless all of you. Thank you for tuning in on the line, and may you walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we thank you for the word that went forth. Hide it in our heart that we might not sin against you. Bind this word to our heart that we would obey you, Lord, that we would ask you before we go anywhere, that we would get your direction and your instruction, that we won't end up in the wrong location, but that we would end up in the perfect location according to your will, where there's favor, where there's love, and that where there's much provision, and that your assignment that you give us, that we will complete it for the glory of God. And we thank you for favor resting upon our lives, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God and amen.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. We're going to close on out. Amen. You know, most she, yeah, hallelujah. I don't even want to move. Hey, you know, most I, yeah. All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts.
surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all-consuming fire.
Have a beautiful day. God bless you all. Love you, Sister T.
God bless you. Love you, too.